At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome back to The Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. A year ago, we did a program with Mario Danielli. And he's a tremendous entrepreneur, author, patriot, friend of the Pope, presidents, governors, very proud of his Italian heritage. I'd like to read a little bit from his book. And this book you can get hold of. It's Mario Danielli, The American Dream, with one group, Edizioni, and it's available throughout the world. And in the book it reads, Mario Danielli is a man of passion. He has passion for his family in the United States and in Italy, for the well-being of his country, and he has passion for his business. Building one of the most well-known restaurants in all of Rochester is what Mario Danielli was born to do. And it's what he set his mind on doing ever since he immigrated to the United States. And while being an entrepreneur is one of the most difficult and exhausting things a person can do, one can only imagine what it's like to run his or her own business without the ability to even speak fluent English. Our guest today, Mario Danielli. Now, first of all, you told me today, and we're taping in Deerfield Beach, Florida, and you said you're getting an international real estate award, I believe, for what you did in Rochester, New York.
Yes, quite frankly, yes, that? You are absolutely right. And, I just saw it. I didn't even know what it meant, to be honest about it, at first, until I asked my two sons. I said, what is this all about? And they said, well, there was this international company who called us and said, we would like to do more of an explanation on what happened with you guys, and we admire your expertise and patience and endurance. I guess the award has to do more about the endurance that we have had against a large company called Wegmans Whole Foods Plaza. In other words, Wegmans Supermarket was against us bringing to Rochester the company Whole Foods. And so because they were afraid of the competition, they kept on suing us for a variety of situations. Obviously, we replied to all the lawsuit. This lasted for about approximately 10 years. Mm-hmm. And in every case, in every lawsuit, the court threw them out. And so what happens is they kept on appealing. In total, we received 27 lawsuits, which they were not directly, quite frankly, to be honest about it, from Wegmans Corporation, but they were from our neighbors who they were embraced and supported by Trump, by Wegmans supermarket.
Right.
And so because of it, this costed them fighting against us in excess of $2 million. We spent almost...
These were legal fees.
Equal amount for us. But finally, we won this battle. And because of all this, because many people, they claim in a situation as such, most individual small operators like we are, we would have folded and we would have stopped. Instead, we have persistently going forward until the bottom. And for a small company like Mario Danieli and the Danieli family organization to go against a billionaire in fighting in court is very difficult, but yet we won the case. And because of it, they want to give us this award.
Very good. Well, congratulations. And when and where will this be presented?
That I'm not sure yet, because I just learned about this 2 days ago. I still don't have any other factual other than what I read on this email.
Very good. Well, we're very proud of you. Now, we're sitting at the desk, this beautiful home in Deerfield Beach, Florida. And on the desk is a book about Pope John Paul II. Mario Danieli has met Pope John Paul II, now a saint, and I'd like to know why you love and admire and feel for this great man who became a saint, John Paul II. What does he mean to you, Mario Danieli?
Thank you. That's a good question. What it means to me, I'm a Catholic person. My whole family is Catholic. And quite frankly, it does not matter which pope is into the patrolling over the Catholic organization or the Catholic faith. It really doesn't matter what is the name or who is the Pope. If you are Catholic, you will believe, because it will be like disagreeing with God. Uh-huh. I mean, how do you disagree with God? Either you believe in God or you don't. So we believe in God and we believe in the Pope, whichever the Pope happens to be at the time. So in this case, I had the opportunity of visiting the Pope. And when I got there, and one-on-one, which was a very special occasion, together with my cousin Paul Lawless, was a very special occasion for us. And when I shook hands and he looked in my eyes, and he said, Mario, because he obviously knew my name, because somebody gave the name to him on a piece of paper or whatever but he called me by name and he said, Mario, I'm so happy to see you over here. God bless you. What do you want us to do in our religion? And I said, the most thing that I want is I want to have a peace within our organizations of a Catholic form. Uh-huh. If we can achieve that goal, we have achieved everything. We know that we cannot change the world in its entirety, but we can make the world a little bit better than we have found it, and we have to live it. So I leave up to you and the Lord to take care of these things. And he laid one hand on his shoulder, on my shoulder, and he said, Mario, may God bless you. We'll do the best that we can to make a better world. When I left, I reflected on the moment. Uh-huh. And I can tell you this much, and I don't care whether you believe or you don't, to whether you believe in any person who happens to be above you. If you really trust that somebody above you has more power than you have, then you will understand that meeting with the Pope, who is the most known person in the world, the most powerful person in the world, and you reflect and you say, I just spent 1 minute of my time with this person having a relationship, even if it's for 1 minute, you will look and say, how many people in the world will love to do the same thing that I did? If the Lord gave me the opportunity to do this, I must have earned it in one form or another, which I don't even know how to explain what that is. But I enjoyed the moment. And I will continue to cherish that moment. And I think about it just as many times as I happen to meet other figure in the world who are above me.
Wonderful accomplishment, what Mario Danielli has done from very humble background in Italy, a great success story in America, in Greater Rochester, New York, and also has a lot of developments and real estates in Florida also. And again, the book is called Mario Danielli, The American Dream. Can people get this at Amazon?
I'm not sure if it is on Amazon, but definitely on the producer of the book, which is in Abruzzo, Italy, in L'Aquila. And they can look it up, Mario's, The American Dream, and I'm sure that you fight to get it. But if you don't, you only have to do is to send me an email at M as Mario, J as John, Danielli, Danielle, at gmail.com, and I will send you the book free of charge so you can read my story and you can become perhaps as successful as I have been.
Very good. We urge all of our listeners to do that. Why don't you repeat the email address of somebody, if they're listening in Buffalo, Montreal, Washington, are interested. Please give the email address again.
That is mjdaniele, Danielle, at gmail.com.
Very good. A great American success story.
And by the way,
story.
It comes in English and in Italian, whichever way you want.
And hopefully people will learn from it and follow your risk-taking with intelligent ideas and stick-to-itiveness. A little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AmPol Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AmPol Eagle. The AmPol Eagle is available in many Tops stores for home delivery. Call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. Also, Mario Danielli has been involved in different car washes in the Buffalo, New York area where we hail this radio program from. I'd like to mention some of our guests coming up on the Rust Report. We have Pastor Chapman coming in, Ambassador Eric Javits. And I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, author Wendy Steele, Governor Pataki's daughter, who wrote the bestseller on Marjorie Merriweather Post, where Mario Danielli is going to eat soon with Judge Jeanine Pirro at Mar-a-Lago, and Ambassador Francis Rooney, who is the U.S. Ambassador to the Vatican. A little bit more information about Mario Danielli. After opening Mario's on East Avenue, Mario Danielli sought out an even bigger goal, where he would take his dream and his passion to a whole new level, opening a new location on Monroe Avenue in Brighton, New York. Despite his closest friends and advisors telling him otherwise, telling him that what he was pursuing was a waste of time, Mario Danielli had a vision that he knew he would achieve without a doubt in his mind. He knew the risk of failure and the toll it could take on him and his family, but he knew that he would not succumb to the discouragement and adversity that stood all around him. Through thick and thin, sleepless nights and countless hours of hard work, Mario Danielli persevered and prevailed as an entrepreneur. And again, the book is Mario Danielli, The American Dream, and that is in the book. Now, let's talk about what you have been passionate about in your life. What was meaningful? What was strong? Why did you do all these things, Mario Danielli?
Well, whether you start answering the question is loaded with much, much more than I can say in one day or one hour or one month. It took a life. What it means is this. As a child, I always believed that in order to be successful in life, you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself to the point of saying, what did I want to be once I get to a certain age? And that could be, let's assume, every 10 years. Mm-hmm. So when I was 14 years of age, and I said, what would I be when I'm 24? When I got to 24, I said, what would I be when I'm 34? And so on going forward. So I always looked and say, in order for me to grow, I need to associate with myself, with people that I believe that they are smarter than I am, because I can learn a lot more from them than I can learn from reading a book that I don't know who wrote it. Not that the books is bad reading, but sometimes you could read a book that may not bring you the success that you're looking for. So by looking at people and knowing how they did it and what they're doing and the way they're doing it, it is very, very utilizing, and you can enjoy the fruit of that situation. So I did that. And I remember that I said, my God, you know, I can be successful in doing this because so-and-so was. And now that he do it, I copy what he did. Went forward. I done more in properties. I bought more properties. And I looked at the people who did it. I built condos, and I did it how they did it. I built apartments. I built shopping centers. I built a marina where, you know, you put the vessel in, it becomes a parking lot in the water. And so on. I mean, I kept on doing things that I saw from others that they were making good progress and good living. So that's how I did it. And now I find myself that I am semi-retired, and we are continuing to build together with my two boys, where at one time I used to help them, and now they are helping me.
Good.
They were helping me, now I'm helping them. That's basically the way it is, the truth of the matter. And so, here I am today in this beautiful home in Deerfield that's been described to you. Today, that's Easter Sunday, and we had about 80 people in our house, and we enjoyed. We had a priest who said the mass, and I really got emotional just in knowing that a priest is in my house. This is for the third year, saying the mass in front of 80 people and praying the Lord that will continue to bless me, the house, and all my friends in the way they did it. And it was very moving.
Well, it's very moving to be in your company. Again, we're speaking with the author of the book, Mario Danieli, The American Dream, edited by Gioffredo Palamirni. And again, your email address if somebody is interested in this book.
That's mjdanieli@gmail.com.
Very good. It's a very good book. I read it. It's a fast read. He's taken a lot of risks, a lot of tough, hard decisions to make, and now he lives well in a beautiful home in Florida, and now he just received an International Real Estate Award. Let's talk about wasting money. Now, you talked about your good investments. Did you have some tough investments that didn't work? And how did you get away with the bad investments to then find better investments? Let's talk about the adversity Mario Danieli faced.
Well, there is always the example that I can give you guys is, have you ever played a game of card?
Yeah.
If you have, you find yourself that there are times that win and there are times where you lose. So the bottom line is you have to find a way to have less time where you lose and more times where you win. So now I got to the point where I have learned how to analyze and study and doing market study and reviewing where to eliminate the possibilities of a failure. So I must confess that as a failure, I only have had one. Because when I opened this restaurant and I had a partner, I did not get along with the partner because the partner believed in different situations that I believed. So therefore, in order for me to not hurt the relationship with my partner anymore, I decided to lose the money and I walked away from the project. And so I know that it was a bad investment on my part, but I retained the relationship and I figure in time I will recover the financials, but you cannot recover the relationships.
So you remained a friend.
I remained friend. I walked away and I said, you know, you take care of your own things, I take care of mine, I don't want anything, I go forward on my own and I do my own things, and that was the best thing I'd done in my life.
Very good. I'd like to read another passage from the book. Again, the book is Mario Danieli, The American Dream. It's both in English and Italian, and it reads as written by Michael Danieli in the book. Mario believes that everyone before they die should be able to tell someone what they can be remembered for. Mario says, if they can't come up with an answer, they haven't lived a full and complete life. I think it's safe to say that Mario, even though he is still involved in businesses all over the country, ranging from hotels to car washes and restaurants, will be remembered for his Italian restaurant on Monroe Avenue forever. Now, you mentioned earlier, and you know who said the same thing you said, was Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
About surrounding yourself with better, smarter people. Tell us how you did that and how it helped you as a businessman and entrepreneur.
Very simple. If you're running a business today and you have whatever type of organization, you will be dealing with people. So if you're dealing with people, you ought to know, at least in your community, who is who. So upon the time that you get an opportunity of meeting, let's say that Joe whatever comes in your business, and you understand that this man or this person or runs a company that is very successful, why don't you start asking the question and say, can I ask you how did you do it? Can you give me some information? I would like to be as good as you are. What can you teach me on it? And you do this with the several people of your community and whatever type of a business you choose to be in, and you'll be amazed how many good business people are willing to share their thoughts and their experience. And then it's up to you to help them fulfill exactly what you have learned. Because they can only get, just like going to school, they can put a book in front of you and they'd ask you to study the lecture, but if you choose not to, then you're not going to be a good, successful person.
Now, in the book, you talk about the importance of family, and I'm here on Easter Sunday taping this program with his lovely wife, Flora, and I met his son and grandson who lives in Boston, so I see what a beautiful family. And when your son spoke after the Mass, he was in tears talking about you and your wife. Let's talk about the importance of family. Why is family so important to Mario Danieli?
Wow. A family, how do you describe the importance of family? Family is part of your health. Can you imagine you wanting to work so hard to achieve whatever goal that you have set up, but yet your health will not allow you to do that? Because you're hurting, because you got fever, because you got cancer, because whatever the problem is. Yes, I know that you want it to be, you want to do, but you can't do it because you have some kind of a sickness. Well, family is equal. What did I mean by equal? Whatever you want to do, you need the family to support you. You need the family encouragement. You need to share with your family, with your wife, with your husband, with your children. Have a discussion. Go through word by word. Have a respect. Don't think that one is more important than the other person. They are all the same when you're discussing this matter. The more that you agree with your family decision, the more you will find yourself successful.
Again, if somebody is listening in Cheektowaga, New York, Toronto, Canada, or Manhattan, and they'd like a copy of your book, your email address, please.
mjdanieli@gmail.com.
Now, you mentioned in your book how many people believed in you. You mentioned about the one partner you didn't get along with. You ended the relationship, but you still stayed as his friend. Let's talk about more of the people who did believe in you, because I know you had some of your career in Canada, Detroit, Rochester, Florida. Who were the people who believed in Mario Danieli?
The people who believed in Mario Danieli, there are many. As a matter of fact, you'd be surprised how many times whenever I'd done a development or I purchased a property, I would get people in my office and say, Mario, I would like to be your partners. How can I do that? And I say, in all fairness, I am not open to get partnerships. But if you wish to invest money with me, I'd be more than happy to tell you the details. I will pay you X, Y, and Z as a reward. I will pay you the fee that you want, and I will give you the money back whenever you want with 90 days notice. If you invest with me, you'll be successful too. And I did that. And many people, the word began to spread where it got to the point where I had to say to people, I'm sorry, but I cannot use your money right now. But if I can use your money in the future, I'll let you know. Right now, I don't need your money.
Now, entrepreneurial skills. We have 1 minute left on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. What are your entrepreneurial skills where you stick to a project, you don't give up, you see vision? What are those skills?
Okay, example. Pay attention to the economics, number one. Number two, believe on what you can do on your own, even if it means seeking for some advice, but ultimately you have to make the decision. And so if you follow this simple rule and say, number one, do not go in debts more than 50% of your worth, number one. Number two, look and do a study on whatever it is that you want to achieve, and making sure that the study that you do comes up with at least 85% the results on a positive scale. Don't believe what people are telling you on the street. Numbers are the ones that make sense. Spend the money in doing research, and you will be happy to whether the results are positive or negatives, and you need to trust them.
We've learned a great deal from a great American entrepreneur. Again, the book is Mario Danieli, The American Dream. We urge all of our listeners to learn from the wisdom and greatness of this great American entrepreneur, Mario Danieli. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, our director of production. And again, any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520 Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. Thank you for enlightening us and teaching us, great American entrepreneur Mario Danieli. Have a great week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.